before we continue on Sanhedrin and Daf Dalet, issues of Yeshim and Mikra, Yeshim and Masoras. Those who were together during Sukkot were in the middle of a Dvar Torah before it started pouring, and I didn't get to some of the Divrei Hashkaf and Divrei Hisoras. Let me just quickly mention a few horrors regarding the mitzvah of Sukkah, and then we'll continue with the Sugya and Daf Dalet. I mentioned the Gemara and Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, the Machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, regarding the Pasuk Kivasukos Sashavti, whether Kivasukos Sashavti is a reference to Anani HaKavol or a reference to Sukkos Mamish. The Girsa that we have in the Gemara is Rabbi Eliezer is the one who maintains Anani HaKavol, Rabbi Akiva says Sukkos Mamish. However, if you look in Toras Konim, Parsha Semor, if you look in the Mechilton, Parsha Zvo, the Girsa is the reverse. Rabbi Akiva is the one who assumes Anani HaKavol. And there is the following comment that Levush has in Shulchan Aruch from the very beginning of Pasukah, Tafresh Kafei, where Levush writes the following, that why is it that either Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Akiva would assume Anani HaKavod? What's wrong with simply the Pshuto Shomikra Kivash Sukkos HaShavti as a reference to Sukkos Mamish? Good. So Levush points out that what troubled either Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Akiva, depending on the Girsa, was the following. If you maintain that Kivash Sukkos is a reference to Anani HaKavod, you understand very well why there is a mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah keneged that great nes of Anani HaKavod. One could in fact ask, and Rishonim do grapple with this issue, why is it that there is a mitzvah keneged Anani HaKavod and not keneged the Be'er, keneged the Man, but at least you understand why there should be some Maisa mitzvah corresponding to the great nes of Akiva Sukkos HaShavti. If you assume Levush writes, Sukkos means Sukkos Mamish, so why does that warrant it's such a Maisa HaMitzvah L'doros of Kivasukos HaShavti? So the Rashbam in Parshas Emor, right, indirectly touches on this issue. He points out that the Nes that we commemorate is Chasdei Hashem. After all, Bnei Yisrael now experienced Yitzias Mitzrayim. They were traveling in the Midbar. The Lashon HaRashbam is Belo Yishu uvelo Nachala. They were there without any fortification, without any cities, without any formal protection, and yet they were able to survive in the Midbar. And therefore, Sukkos Mamish itself is considered to be a great nes, a manifestation of Chasdei Hashem, and therefore there is a mitzvah daros of Kivas Sukkos HaShavti. The flip side of that Rashbam is what the Pasuk tells us, Lechtei Chachrai B'Midbar Be'eretz Lo Zerua, that this is considered to be the great Shevach, Chesed of Knesset Yisrael, that despite the fact that they were in the Midbar for so many years, and despite the fact that they were below Yishuv of Onachla, nonetheless, generally speaking, they were able to follow the Dvar Hashem, and therefore this is what we commemorate Kivas Sukkos HaShavti, the fact that Knesset Yisrael were proper Ovdei Hashem during their entire plight in the Midbar. So I mentioned that night that if you look in the Sefer Rokeach, one of the Bali Atosos in Siman Reish Yates, the Sefer Rokeach writes a beautiful Chiddush. Kivas Sukkos HaShavti is not referring to how Knesset Yisrael traveled when they left Eretz Mitzrayim, but the Rokeach demonstrates from other psukim that the entire period until Kibush HaAretz is referred to as Yetzias Mitzrayim. Up until the time that they went to Eretz Yisrael, that was called Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then the transition was Bias HaAretz. Kibush Sukkos HaShavti does not mean at the initial stage when they left Eretz Mitzrayim, but rather it is the final stage, the moment of Kibush HaAretz. And therefore, when Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, and they fought, and they conquered, and they battled Eretz Yisrael, so in such an instance, they dwelt in Sukkos, and that is the mitzvah of Sukkos Mamish. It's as though that an army of Bnei Yisrael would go and they would conquer Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Torah would give us a mitzvah to go in to set up that type of camp during Chag HaSukkos, in order to remind us of the Mesiras Nefesh of Knesset Yisrael for Kibush HaAretz. That's what the Rokeach writes. And what is the purpose of the mitzvah? Rokeach writes the following Kiddush, that one in fact should realize, Shlo Yachshavu Me Avosenu Yashvu Ba'aretz. One should not think that simply this was a matana that was given to us without any sacrifice, without any Mesiras Nefesh. Sure, it was part of the Bris Ben Avosarim, but it didn't happen automatically. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that Eretz Yisrael is ours, and therefore, all of a sudden, we simply entered Eretz Yisrael and were able to setter and to divide. That certainly wasn't the case. It required Mesiras Nefesh, it required Yerusha V'Yeshiva, it required Milchama, and therefore, the Rokeach writes, Kivas Sukkos HaShavti, is in order to correspond to that Mesiras Nefesh of Yerusha Yeshiva of Knesset Yisrael at that time that allowed us to enter, to conquer, and to settle in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Chiddush that the Sefer HaKeach writes. Kivasoko Soshafti, not initially at Yetzias Mitzrayim, but rather as the step toward Yerusha Yeshiva. The Gaon writes in the very beginning of Shir HaShirim that the significance of Anani HaKavod again is not referring to Anani HaKavod at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but rather Anani HaKavod at the time of Hakamas HaMishkan. The Torah raises the famous kasha that why is it that we celebrate Chag HaSukkos at this time of the year? Kivasukkos HaShavti should correspond to Chodesh Nisan. And the Torah writes that no, it's necessary that there be an absolute heker that we're sitting in the Sukkah L'Shem Mitzvah. Comparable, for example, the Dindar Rabbanan when it comes to Ner Chanukah. The Gemara says in order to be Yotzei the Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, it has to be obvious that a person is lighting the Shem Mitzvah and not that Haroa Omer the Tzarchu Hudadlaka. The Gemara says if a person lights in a fashion that the perception will be that a person simply needs light, he won't be Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Gemara says even if you assume, for example, that Hanachos the Mitzvah, you can't go ahead and move the Ner from place to place to place. After all, because it has to be absolutely clear that it's being done, the Shem Mitzvah. So therefore the Torah writes that this is true midaraisa. When it comes to Chag HaSukkos, its entire timing is not at the warmer period of the year where it would be natural to sit in Sukkos, but a time of the year that it is highly unusual to do so, and therefore that creates the greater Pirsum Hanes. Even if one assumes it's the Torah, it doesn't explain the exact timing of Chag HaSukkos, just generally why it's this time of the year as opposed to Chodesh Nisan. So the Gaon in the beginning of Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph Pasuk Daled, writes, beautiful Chiddush, Anani HaKavod is a reference to not the initial period of Anani HaKavod, that Bnei Yisrael were Zochet to when they left Eretz Mitzrayim, but that at the time of Chayta Egel, the Anani HaKavod disappeared, and it was necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu once again to go on Har Sinai, to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he grants Slicha Mechila Kapara to Knesset Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so. He commanded us to build a Mishkan, and the day of beginning of HaKamas HaMishkan, that was exactly on Tesvav, and that is Chag HaSukkos. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to secure Kapara on Yom HaKippurim. The next day Moshe Rabbeinu gathered Knesset Yisrael. The Torah describes Baboker, 2 days of gathering the necessary materials for the Mishkan. Then on the following day on Yud Gimel, then the Medrash describes how the work of gold was done, and then on the concluding day, that's when there was the period of Hakamas HaMishkan, and on that time the Medrash writes that Anani HaKavod returned. So that's the Chiddush that the Gaon writes in Shir HaShirim, that Anani HaKavod is not a reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim, but rather the return of the Anani HaKavod, symbolizing that Knesset Yisrael were able to secure Kapara for the Cheta Egel. And that's the significance of Chag HaSukkos as being a time of Ritzui, as a time of Kapara. This is the Shitase of what you find in the Siddur HaGra. The Gaon writes, we recite every Yantif in the Tefillah Tavach HaTanu. What is the meaning of Tavach HaTanu, Ahavto Sano, V'Ratzisa Bano? So the Gaon points out the following Kiddush, that those three phrases, Atavach HaTanu Mikol Amin, then Ahavto Sano, followed by V'Ratzisa Bano, that is a reference to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Atavach HaTanu is a reference to Pesach, that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu chose us, singled us out as being Dam HaNibkar. And Ahavto Sano is a reference to Kabbalah Satorah, that's the Chitun Chukei Chorev, that's the Erisin, right, the Nisun of Knesset Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyach, good. And what is Ratzisa Banu? That the Gaon writes, that's a reference to Chag HaSukkos. How is Ratzisa Banu Ritzui? The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has accepted our tshuva. Now, a reference to Chag HaSukkos, that's exactly the Chiddush L'Shitah, say the Gaon, that this was the aftermath of Yom HaKippurim. This was the time that we secured Kapara, the mitzvah Mikdash, as a response to Cheta Egel, and therefore you understand very well why the Tfilos refer to Sukkot as being Veratzisa Banu. This is the Chiddush that the Gaon writes in terms of Anani HaKavod. So if you look in Meshech Chachma, in Parshas Mishpatim, the Meshech Chachma points out a fantastic deal that sometimes Sukkot is referred to as the Chag HaAsif, sometimes referred to as Chag HaSukkos. So Meshech Chachma writes, if you look in Parshas Mishpatim and in Parshas Kisisa, before Hakamas HaMishkan, Sukkos is only referred to as being Chag HaAsif. It is only called Chag HaSukkos after Hakamas HaMishkan. So according to the Chiddush of the Don, that's beautiful. If Kivasukos HaShafti was a reference to the return of Anani HaKavod after Chet HaEgel, so prior to that period, Sukkos is simply Chag HaAsiv. Only afterwards, that's the significance of the return of Anani HaKavod. Now that's the Chiddush that the Meshech Chachma writes. In fact, with this in mind, it mentioned the Tosas Reis in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. We've discussed this a few times. When you apply the principle of Afein Hayabos HaNeis, and Tosas is bothered, why is it that when it comes to Sukkah, we don't apply the principle of Afein Hayabos HaNeis? We do so when it comes to Talar Kosos, and we do so when it comes to Hanukkah and Kriyas HaMegillah. Why not when it comes to the mitzvah Chag HaSukkah? Those are 3 days in Tosas. Tosas Pesachim and Kuf Ches Amud Beis, Tosas Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Whether you can ever apply Afein Hayabos HaNeis to a mitzvah daraisa, and then question two, and if you do apply it to a mitzvah daraisa, does it create a chiyuv daraisa or a chiyuv drabanan? Those are 3 days, right in Tosos. Either Afein Hayabos HaNeis only applies to mitzvahs drabanan, those are all the examples the Gemara gives, or no, it could apply to a mitzvah daraisa, but then a further question, if you would apply it, would that mean Nashim HaMechuyavos midaraisa in that mitzvah? Or only mechuyavos drabanan. Tosas is bothered. Why is there a pasuk to tell us women are obligated in matzah? What's wrong with afein hayabos sohane? So one day in Tosas says you can't apply it to mitzvahs daraisa, and the second day in Tosas says you could, but only create a chiyuv in matzah drabanan. And the third day in Tosas, Tosas migil daftadam and aleph, is that no, that you could apply it to a mitzvah daraisa, and it would create the chiyuv daraisa, but we know women are exempt from sukkah. And we have a gzera shav of tesvav, according to Chagamatzos to Chagasukkah, so we would have argued that since women are exempt from Sukkah, they're also exempt from Achilas Matzah, but Tosus is bothered, Pesachim Kuf Ches Amud Beis, why not apply Afein Hayabos HaNeis even to the mitzvah of Chagasukkah as well? That's what Tosus is bothered by. If you assume it doesn't apply to Din Darais at all, so that's it, right, the Kasha's answer. You only apply it to Din and Rabbanu, like Dal Kosos and Kriyas HaMegillah and Ner Chanukah. According to this approach of the Gaon, if you argue that the entire purpose of Kivasukos HaShavti is a kapara for Chet HaEgel, so the Torah already points out in Shulchan Aruch Tov Yud Zayin that women did not participate in Chet HaEgel, and that which we have to commemorate kapara for Chet HaEgel, women in fact are exempt from. That's what the Torah discusses regarding Rosh Chodesh, for example, differences between men and women when it comes to certain elements of Rosh Chodesh. Maybe one could argue that if Kivasukos HaShavti is a reference to Hapara for Chet HaEgel, that's why women midaraisa. They're also from the mitzvah of Sukkah, and we don't apply the principle of Afein Hayabos HaNeis. Just a further hara, the Chiddush that the Ramah writes in the very beginning of Sukkah, Tafresh Chav Dalet, where the Ramah says the minhag of immediately Amatzah Yom HaKippurim, because of Zrizim Akdin the mitzvah already being Osek in the mitzvah of Sukkah, one understands that very well in light of this Gaon. If Kivasukos HaShavti is a reference to Hakamas HaMishkan, which was Kapara for Chet HaEgel, which was in Tesvav, and the process began Yom HaKippurim Salach LiKivrecha. So therefore those days of Yom Kippur Sukkot were days of transition, where the Hakamas HaMishkan began, but already the Mechila was granted on Yom HaKippurim. So one understands that already at that particular time, Motzei Yom HaKippurim, as Moshe Rabbeinu came down and started, gathered the people and told them, right, that there's a mitzvah, there's a tzivuy of Hakamas HaMishkan. And now the people started gathering already on Motzei Yom HaKippurim. In such an instance, that's why the Ramah writes that already in Motzei Yom HaKippurim one should begin doing some. And if one assumes that this is the significance for Asisa Banu, one can understand something that will be relevant for the sugya we'll soon see in Daf Dalet, and that is time of Dikra. There are very few mitzvahs the Torah goes out of its way and emphasizes the purpose of the mitzvah. But the Torah not only tells us to perform the mitzvah, but it tells us the significance of the mitzvah. Ad kedei kach, that the Bach writes that if you don't have this in mind, you don't fully fulfill the mitzvah sukkah. So we've discussed in the past in Simen Ches when it comes to the mitzvah tzitzis. The Torah tells us what is the purpose of tzitzis? Uzachartim, a reminder of the mitzvah Hashem. And in Simen Chafei, the purpose of tefillin is lamantiyat Torah Hashem b'picha. Right? The Torah should always be with us. And sukkah also is a further example, the Bach quotes, of man yididur oseichem. So one could ask a very simple question. You understand that why it's so important to bear in mind the purpose of tzitzis. Tzitzis is a reminder of all of Tariq mitzvahs. Good? And tefillin is supposed to remind us the primacy of Torah Hashem. Perhaps a simple kasha, what is so special about sukkahs, that there is a mitzvah, l'man yedu d'rosechen k'vesukkos soshavti. What is so special about l'man yedu d'rosechen k'vesukkos soshavti? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us many, many different mitzvahs. Why is that theme of k'vesukkos soshavti so crucial that it's comparable to l'zechartim is komitzos Hashem, comparable to l'man tia Torah Hashem b'vicha? And the answer is this point. The way the Gaon explains that this is a reminder, it's an indicator of Ratzisa Banu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to grant Slicha Mechila Kapara to Knesset Yisrael, even in a very dire time, even as a result of Cheta Egel. So that concept of Ritzui, of Kapara, that's something that is critical. That's not just simply a reminder of a historical fact, but rather that reminds us of the prime aspect of Hashkafas HaTorah, and that is Ratzisa Banu. Kadosh Baruch Hu affords us the possibility of tshuva, as is indicated in Chag HaSukkos. One then understands why it's so important to have a mitzvah such as Sukkos, that l'man yedu d'roseichem, that concept is something that must be maintained l'man yedu d'roseichem throughout the generations. I've often mentioned this is true when it comes to Chag HaSukkos, these elements. When it comes to Shmini Atzeres, there the Chachamim tell us that no, there's no Sukkah Midaraisa, no Mitzvah Dalet Minim, but rather the purpose is Koshalai Predaskem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says Kaviyachol, it's difficult to part with Knesset Yisrael, and therefore it's necessary to have an additional day as a Yantif Bifnei Atzmo, something that is not Keneged Shar Umos Olam, but uniquely manifests the relationship of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. And certainly it's not coincidental that Chazal linked Shmini Atzeres with Simchas Torah, and in Eretz Yisrael a single day, and in Chutz Laaretz back to back, in order to bear out the following point. Right, the Kasha is Kasha L'Pre Daskem. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's difficult for me to be able to part with you, part with Knesset Yisrael. But what's the Teretz? The Teretz is, right, that fusion of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Right? The Kedushas HaTorah indicates that if one wants to maintain that type of kesher with Kadosh Baruch Hu, of Lifnei Hashem, that is so evident, so manifest when it comes to Yantiv, the way of doing so, right, is through the vehicle of Limud HaTorah. That's the link that Chazal have created. Now, what they tell us that Koshlei Pridaschem goes hand in hand with the sense of Simchas HaTorah, as the Gemara tells us in Brachos and above, that when a person sits and he involves himself in Torah Hashem, so therefore kol amakom esher azkir shmi avoy lecho v'rechticha, there will necessarily be a hashras hashchina. Right? Limud HaTorah invokes hashras hashchina. And if the difficulty at the conclusion of Yantim is how is it that we, so to speak, apart from that sense of Hashras Hashchina, now it's time to leave the Mikdash Hashem, and now again to return to the day-to-day grind, the answer is, right, Simchas Torah, right, Limud HaTorah itself invokes that same indication of Hashras Hashchina. The Medrash Rabba writes, in the very beginning of Parshas Truma, the Medrash gives the following mashal, that a melech had a bas bechorah, just a single daughter, and the melech realized that it was time for the daughter to get married, and he married her off, but it was difficulty. How is it that the melech could part with his only child? So the melech, right, insisted that his daughter and son-in-law have a place for him in their home, and therefore he will be with them, right, at every moment. So to the Medrash writes, it was difficult, so to speak, for Kadosh Baruch Hu to part with the Torah Hashem, right, but he was willing to give it to Knesset Yisrael, but on one condition of Kol HaMakom Asher Azker Hashmi Avoy Lecha V'Rechticha, as long as that we allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accompany the Torah Hashem, right, with our involvement, in Torah. No, that's the purpose of the Mishkan, right, to house not only the Luchos, the Sefer Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, but to invoke that sense of Hashras Hashchina. So that's what the Medrash Rabba points out, the great bracha that we have of Kol Makom Asher Azker Hashmi Avoy Lecha V'Rechticha, that even though Yantiv comes to an end, it's not considered to be a preda, but rather we have a vehicle that we can see to it, that we maintain that element of Hashras Hashchina, even without Beis HaMikdash, even without the Kedusha of Yantiv. Right? Simcha always means one who finds themselves in presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the significance of Koshlei Predaschem and the link to Torah Hashem, because Torah Hashem is that vehicle to see to it that there is that sense of Hasharas Hashchina. So this is some of what's behind the sugya in Sanher and Dabdal Amar Aleph of Yeshem the Mikra and Yeshem the Masoris in the following sense. Here the Gemara points out the issues of Kri and Ksiv, especially when it comes to Chaseros Yeseros, the fact that a pasuk can be written one way but read a different way. The Gemara is clear in the Dharma Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the Chaseros Yeseros, right, are part of our Mesorah. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Nehemiah, right, in Perechess, Pasuk Ches. The Torah describes Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Hashanah at the Shari Yushalayim when Bnei Yisrael returned from Golos Bavel to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And there the Pasuk tells us, Nehemiah Perechess, Bayikru B'Sefer, B'Torah Salokim Meforash, B'Som Seichel, Vayavinu B'Mikra. What is the meaning of Vayavinu B'Mikra? So the Gemara says that Elu HaMisoros, this is a reference to Misoros. Tosus writes, the Dharma Daf Lamed Zayin with Beis, what does that mean? Vayavinu B'Mikra? Misoros, it means Chaseros V'Yaseros. And that's what the Pirush HaRash writes, and that's Sugi Nedar, Medav, Lamed Zayin with Beis. That when the Pasuk Nehemiah describes that the Torah was transmitted to Knesset Yisrael, it was done so Vayavinu B'Mikra with Havana, that means with accompaniment of the Chaseros V'Yaseros. And the Gemara continues that Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Mikra Sofrim, there. The Ran writes means the pronunciation, the vocalization of the words. And Itur Sofrim, that means stylistic embellishment that is often built into the pasuk. And all elements of Kri and Ksiv, all of that is Halacha Moshe Mesinai. One should not think, Rachmana Litzlan, that somehow that represents a break in the Mesorah, that the pasuk is written one way, but it's read a different way. The Gemara is clear. These elements are Halacha Moshe Mesinai. And this is discussed at length in the Tshuva Saradvaz. It's in Chelek Aleph in Tshuva Elef Chav, 1020, where the Ravaz points out that Chaseros V'Yaseros are Halacha Moshe Mesinai. And the Ravaz points out that just like this is true when it comes to Torah, this is also true when it comes to Nevi'im Uksuvim, that anything that we read differently than the way it's written and redacted in the Divrei Navi, that was part of the Mesorah of the Nevuah, that is all considered to be Halacha Moshe Mesinai. What is the significance of the fact that a pasuk is read one way and written a different way? Well, we know the machlokas nardav, yeshim the mikra, yeshim the masoros. Here, it is all halacha Moshe Mesinai. The issue, of course, is the following. For purposes of drushos, which is considered to be sure. And as Tosus points out, on ardav, that if one can be doresh independently, the mikra and masoros, of course, that's in fact what we would do. We can have a drasha of lechem ani and lechem oni. There's no contradiction. One based on the mikra, one based on yeshin the masoros. The question of Armach of Gora is the following. Where the two of them cannot coexist. If you have a drasha where there's a stira between yeshin the mikra and yeshin the masoros, for purposes of drashos, for purposes lahalacha, which is considered to be ikar, that is the malfocus of yeshin the mikra, yeshin the masoros. Everyone agrees. Even if you should assume Yeshem the Mikra, that the Mesorah is absolutely critical. However, the fact that we read the Pasuk in a given way, that is relevant not only for a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, that is relevant for Drashos Chachamim as well. If this is true, if the purpose for Kri Yeshem the Mikra, and if even for the purpose of Drashos Yeshem the Mikra, why is it then that Yeshem the Mesorah, in the sense that the Pasuk is written one way, when for the purpose of Kriya, and even for the purpose of Drashos, it is rendered differently? So this is what we discussed several times, right? The Hakdama of the Ramban to a spiritual Torah. There the Ramban writes the following important Chiddush, that Od Yesh Biyadeinu Kabbalah Shalemes, Shekol HaTorah Kula Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Why is it significant that the Pasuk be written one way if it's read differently? And if you hold Yeshem the Mikra, that for purposes of drashos we follow the reading as opposed to the way that it is spelled, Ramban writes, what do you mean? It's critical. Right? Torah is considered to be Shmoso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? If we were to know the key, the Ramban writes that we could take every letter of the Sefer Torah and spell out the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in various orders without any additional or any missing letters. That is part of the Kedushas HaTorah, a reflection of Shmoso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Ramban adds, right, with great chiddush, Ramban says, lest you think this is just simply all divrei Kabbalah, that really is not that relevant in Lahalacha. The Ramban writes, that's why a Sefer Torah should Torah bo bosachas. If you have a Sefer Torah where there is a mistake, even b'molayu b'chaser, a mistake in chaseros v'yaseros, the Sefer Torah is considered to be posel, because there is no longer a correspondence to the Sefer Torah and Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Ramban writes in the Hakdama, right, to his Pirush Shel HaTorah. That's the significance of every Osen Torah. So even if one should assume that, obviously, for purposes of Kriya, that's what Mikra is, Yeshim the Mikra. But even if you'll argue for purposes of Drashos, Yeshim the Mikra. But the Mesoris is something which is absolutely crucial. That's the Kedusha Sefer Torah, based on Kishem Hashem Ekra Havo Gula Lokeinu. We've discussed that this possibly is the basis of the Drashim Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph when it comes to Birchas HaTorah. The Gemara raises the following kasha, that minayin lebirchas haTorah lefaneha min haTorah. From where do we see in Torah Shebichsav the need to recite the birchas haTorah? The Ramban writes in Sefer HaMitzvos and Hosafos, a mitzvah sasei daraisa. We've discussed several times the fact that the Rambam does not count birchas haTorah as a birchas haMitzvah. Right? One possibility is because perhaps the Rambam assumes only drabanan, but the Mabit writes in Kriya Sefer that the Rambam assumes that no, it's not an independent mitzvah, but it goes hand in hand with limud haTorah. But the Rambam also agrees that there's a din daraisa of birchas haTorah. What's the basis of the drasha? The Gemara quotes the pasuk from the very end of Chumash Devarim, Torah Kol Mabeis, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havo Goda Lelokeinu. So how do you understand that drasha? Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havo Goda Lelokeinu. The Marsha comments in that Gemara, Brachos Chaf Aleph, right, exactly in line with this Ramban. What does it mean, Kishem Hashem Ekra? It means when one is Osek B'Torah, because Torah is called Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After all, Torah Shehikula Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kishem Hashem Ekra. When one declares Shem Hashem, that means when one is Osek B'Torah, Havogol Elokeinu, one is obligated to ascribe greatness to the Shem Hashem to recite Birchas HaTorah. We pointed out that if you look in Rashi, Rashi in the Sugi Brachos Chaf Aleph just interprets the Gemara differently. Rashi writes the following, that Moshe Rabbeinu was about to begin saying Divrei Shira. And Amar Lahem LiYisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael the following, Ani Avarech Tchila, I will recite Birchas HaTorah, and Vatem Tanu Acharai Amen. That's what Rashi writes. How does Rashi understand the pasuk? Moshe Rabbeinu was about to recite the Torah Hashem, so he turned to Bnei Yisrael and said, "I will recite Birchas HaTorah on your behalf." Shavuos night, one person recites Birchas HaTorah on behalf of everyone. Kishem Hashem Ekra, where Rashi learns, Kishem Hashem Ekra is a reference to Birchas HaTorah. Havogol Elokeinu, Rashi says, means answer Amen to my bracha. That's how Rashi understands the pasuk. The Marsha points out, alternatively, in the Makoros Nereshonim, like the Marsha, that no, Kishem Hashem Ekra means Limud HaTorah. Like the Ramban, Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem Hashem. Havogor Lelokeinu means recite Birchas HaTorah. Now, the way Rashi learns is Kishem Hashem Ekra means the recitation of Birchas HaTorah. Havogor Lelokeinu means answer Amen. No, but the way the Marsha understands, Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this, as we mentioned, is exactly what the Gemara tells us in Brachos and Avav, that uminayin shafilo echad sheyosheva osek b'Torah shashchinema. How do you know that limud haTorah invokes hashras hashchina? Shenamar, the Gemara tells us that kol amakom asher azkir eshmi avodecha berachticha. What is azkir eshmi? Shem Hashem yosheva osek b'Torah. And that's the drasha of kishem Hashem ekra avogad lelokeinu. And this is what we discussed several times. The Chiddush at the Brisk Rav quotes in Hilchos Brachos, B'Shem Rav Chaim, that the basis of Birchas HaTorah is Kishem Hashem Ekra. Right? It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's not a Birchas HaShevach, but rather it's a Bracha on Cheftza Shel Torah. Shem Hashem, Boi Bracha. Just like when the Kohen Gadol says, Shem HaMforash, Knesset Yisrael responds with Bracha, so too, right? Kriyas HaTorah, right, is Mechayiv a Bracha. Kishem Hashem Akrav, Ogadolokeinu. Not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but Cheftza Shel Talmud Torah. Now that's the Chiddush. Rab Chaim, and the Main Afkamina, Rab Chaim discusses simply the Rambam Shita, that even though according to the Rambam, that women who are exempt from a given mitzvah cannot recite a bracha, women cannot recite a Birchas HaMitzvah on a mitzvah that they're performing optionally. No Birchas HaMitzvah on Sukkah, Lulav, and Shofar. But that's the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tzitzis. However, even though the Mechaber passes like the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Yud Zayin, that if women should put on tzitzis, they can't recite a bracha because they're exempt, the Mechaber writes in Siman Mem Zayin that Nashim Avarchos Birchas HaTorah. So how can that be? Reb Chaim says, you see, that the Mechaber assumes that Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah at all. It's a bracha of Hishem Hashem Hekra HaVogol V'Lokeinu. Shem Hashem requires a bracha. Right, if you'll ask, why is it that there's a bracha on Kriyas HaTorah? That's not because there's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Right? Rather, the Kriyas HaTorah is invoking Shem Hashem, and that itself requires a bracha. According to Reb Chaim, that it's a bracha on Cheftza Shel Torah, one understands, for example, the Machlokas Amoraim and Brachos and Daf Yod Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara raises the issue, what forms of Torah require Birchas HaTorah? For example, Rav Huna says, only the Mikra Tzarech Levarech. There's no need for Birchas HaTorah on Torah Shebal Peh, only on Torah Shebichsav. So how do you understand that? If Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, why should one make that distinction? You know, we pass them like Rava, it's even on Torah Shebal Peh as well. But how do you understand the Shita of Rav Huna? You understand very well according to Rav Chaim. If it's based on the drasha of Kishem Hashem Akra, Cheftza Shel Torah, so that Rav Huna says is limited to Mikra. Mikra, that's what the Ramban writes. That is considered to be Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when it comes to Torah Shebal Peh, one cannot necessarily assume that there is a bracha daraisa of Kishem Hashem Ekrah V'Ogar L'Elokeinu. This Chiddush, that Shem Hashem, right, is the link to Kedushas HaTorah, so that's crucially important, even for our Gemara, that even if one should assume for all purposes of Drasha, Seishim HaMikra, nonetheless, the Mesoris is crucially important. That's the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, because that is the Kedusha Sefer Torah. The Marsha elsewhere also refers you to this concept of Torah being Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the comment of the Marsha in the Sugyan Erev and Adaf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes the filing dialogue that Rabbi Yishmael said the following to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says, Hayo Lavlar, he was a sofer. So Rabbi Yishmael said to Rabbi Meir, Zohir b'malachtecha, be very careful for your umnas. After all, shemalachtecha melech shemayimi. You're dealing with the very holy trade. Why? Because shemata machaser odachas. Because perhaps you'll delete a single letter. O miyater osachas. Or maybe you'll add a letter. And Benin says, Machriv is kola olam kula. Rabbi Yishmael said to Rabbi, you're a sofer, be very careful. Because if you delete or you add a single letter, literally, Machriv is kola olam kula. What does that mean? Machriv is kola olam kula. So Rashi and that Gemara, Eirin Daf Yud Gimel, gives you extreme examples. What does it mean? Single letter will be catastrophic. So Rashi says the following. Let's assume you're writing Hashem Elokim Emes. Rachman al-Islam. Sofer forgets to write the Aleph. The word Emes without the Aleph. Machiruf Agiduf. That's Machriv is Kolam Kulo. Good. Or Rashi says, for example, right? The Sofer was supposed to write Vayidaber Hashem. And the Sofer adds a letter, Vayidabru. Right? So again, Shtir Shuyos. Right? So terrible. That's Machriv is Kolam Kulo. The way Rashi understands the Gemara, Rabbi Yishmael was telling Rabbi Meir, be very careful, because at times you'll add a letter, you'll miss a letter, it can be catastrophic. The Marshan, that's the Gemara, Daf Yud Gimel, again refers you, right, this Medrash that the Ramban cites, that no, the Torah is Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and any missing letter, or any additional letter, even if it's not Chiruf HaGiduf, that is Machriv Es Kolam Kulo. because the Kedushas HaTorah depends on that exact transmission. Right? Every single oath, even Chaseros Viseros, is absolutely critical for Kedushas HaTorah. Without it, you'll break the link of Kishem Hashem Ekra of Ogel Elokeinu. The Ramban discusses this at length elsewhere in the Drashos Ramban, the Drash of Torah Hashem Tamima. If you have a Kisvei Ramban, right, it's in Chelek Aleph and Amud Kuf Samaches. That the Ramban also discusses what he refers to very briefly in the Hakdama, the link of every letter of Kedushas HaTorah to Shmos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This concept is very important in light of the Sugyan Kedushin on Daf Lamed. And this is what the Minchas Chinuch discusses as well, just simply in light of our Gemara. Minchas Chinuch is found in the very last mitzvah in Tav Reish Gimel. The Gemara Kedushin Daf Lamed tells us that the Chachamim HaRishonim were called Sofrim. Why is that true? Shei Sofrim Kola Osio Shibetorim. They were able to count all every letter of the Torah itself. And Shayomim and the Sofim declare that Vav de Gachon, the Vav in the word Gachon in Vayikra, Perek Yud Aleph, that is considered to be Chatzim Shal Oshel Shal Sefer Torah. That is the mid letter of the Sefer Torah, Vav de Gachon. So Rabbi Yosef asked the following simple kasha. The Vav itself, is that on the first half of the Sefer Torah? Or is that the second half of the Sefer Torah? Where does the Os Vav fall? Vav de Gacham. Is that the last letter of the first half? Is that the opening letter of the second half? And the Gemara was unable to determine. So the Gemara says, what's the difficulty? Right? Whether it's Mihai Gisu, Mihai Gisa. The Gemara says, no, let's take out a Sefer Torah. It'll take some time, but let's count up. And we'll tell you definitively whether Vav Gachon belongs to the first half or the second half. The Gemara says it looks that Inhu Bikiv Chaseros Yaseros. In earlier generations, they were familiar with all Chaseros Yaseros. So they were able to do so. But Anan Lo Bikina, we are not proficient in Chaseros Yaseros. So if that's the case, so it's not going to help us. Right? We will not be able to determine by taking out our Sefer Torah where the Vav of Gachon is found. Because we will admit to you that the placement of certain chaseros v'yaseros, certain vavs, we are unaware of. That's a startling omission of the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that anan lo b'kinan, the chaseros v'yaseros. The Gemara admits, right, a lack of awareness as to whether a word is written male, or whether in fact the word is written chaser. So this is what the Meiri discusses in this Sugyan Kedushin, Lamad Amaralat the Ramaschil the Chain, and this is also quoted at length in Tshuva Sarashpa. In the end of the Tshuva Sarashpa, that's known as the Tshuva Sarashpa Hamiyachosos Ramban, in Simin Reish Lamed Beis. How do you understand, and what halachic impact, right, does the statement of the Gemara have on Nan Lo Bekiinan the Chaseros V'Yaseros? First, the Miri points out the following. That the Gemara tells us, right, that they admit, already in the time of Rabbi Yosef, a lack of awareness as to, right, the placement of certain vavs in Chumash itself. And the Miri comments that nonetheless we do follow our Mesorah in terms of how to write a proper Sefer Torah. But the Miri comments, Umitoch kach, anichochof lahakil ben yinzeh, shlo lifsol Sefer Torah b'chach. However, the Miri writes that if you have a Sefer Torah and there is some mistake, right, in Chaseros V'Yaseros, so in such an instance we would not render the Sefer Torah as being bustle. After all, the Gemara says even the Tekufa Samaraim, Rabbi Yosef, Anan Lo Bekinan Chaseros V'Yaseros. And the Meiri quotes our Sugya, Sanhedrin, Daf Dalet. After all, when our Gemara discusses the Zrikos that are necessary, Al Gabi HaMizbeach, the Gemara says that this should depend on Yeshem, the Mikra, Yeshem, the Masaras. After all, in Vayikra Perek Dalet, Karnos is written three times. Twice it is written Chaseh, once it is written Male, and therefore, this is very relevant for Yeshem, the Mikra, Yeshem, the Masaras. Because two times it's written Karnas, once it is written Karnos, the Mir already points out that if you look in our Sifrei Torah, that's not true. No, in our Sifrei Torah, Right? Vayikra Perek Dalet, Karnos is written Chaser in all three places against the drasha of our Gemara. So this is a clear indicator of Anan lo Bekina v'chaseros v'yaseros, and as a result, Mir writes, one would not possible a Sefer Torah. Tosus already comments in Shabbos that Nun Heyom Abeis that the Gemara has a drasha that does not correspond to our Sefer Torah. And if you take a look at that sugya, there's an incredible, incredible Gilyan Hashas, unbelievable. Rabbi Kiveger goes a whole Amud long, right, and quotes every drasha, right, in the Gemara and in Midrashim that Chazal have that don't correspond to our Sefer Torah. Right, just take a look, a fantastic list the Gilyan Hashas has of the drashas Chazal that deviate from, right, the current Mesorah that we have in our Sifrei Torah. The Meiri goes on, and this is also quoted in that Tshuva Sarash that I mentioned, to quote the following Chiddush of the Gaonim. To what extent should one, in principle, be willing to confirm the spelling of a certain word based on the fact that there is a Drashas Chazal, the Chazal or Doresh, right? A Vav, doesn't that indicate that, in fact, a Vav should be present? So the Meiri and the Tshuva Sarashpa quote in the Gom the following distinction, that Shemiachar Shaba B'Talmud B'Ikar Hadin. If, for example, right, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk B'Ikar Hadin, not in terms of Agarita, not in terms of Medrash, but the Gemara quotes the Pasuk Lahalacha, right? Kigon Zeh, for example, Totafos, who's again sent here in Daf Dalet Beis, or Sukkos and Sukkos, Dalet Amud Aleph. So therefore, Ukagon Elu, in those instances, that is considered to be a Drasha Gemura, and in those cases, Somchim Aleihem Al HaTalmud, there one must rely on the Drasha Chachamim. If the Gemara will quote the Pasuk, and it's based on the fact that it's written Malei or Chaser, and that is a Drasha Lehalacha, so that is an absolute indicator of how the word should be spelled. However, Aval Osam Shehem Bahagada, but sometimes you have simply Midrashim or Biderach Agada. The Gemara will have a Midrash based on a particular letter. So in such an instance, the Gaonim assume that Ein Lifsol B'Kach. Right, that's the Chiddush of the Gaonim. That whether you can use Drashas Chachamim as an indicator as to the way that a word should be spelled depends on what the drasha is. If it's a drasha lehalacha, like the case of Sukkos and Sukkas, or Totafos and Totafas, so in such an instance, that's very relevant. If you're talking about Mile da Ganata, so therefore one cannot necessarily confirm, right, the spelling of a particular letter based on, right, that halacha. And the Meiri points out, again, that just as the Gemara says Anan lo kin b'chaseros v'yaseros, the Meiri concludes v'kach nilbin haparshios psuchos v'stumos. The same thing could be extended even to that as well. The Rashba adds in the Tshuva, right, that when there is any discrepancy, so just as we learned, right, in the earlier sugya in Sanhedrin, that the pasuk tells us mikra mole diber hakosuv achrei rabbi mahatos, the same thing should be determined with verifying the authentic spelling in a Sefer Torah, that if there is an indication of different Mesoros, so then, right, Mesaknin Hamiut al Piaro, that's the Chiddush Tshuva Sarashpa, the Rov, in fact, should be the Koveya, based on the principle of Acher Rabbi Mahatas. So on one hand, the Gemara acknowledges, right, Anando Bekinu V'chaseros V'yaseros, and again, the difficulty is, how can you understand that in light of the fact that a Sefer Torah which is missing a single letter is considered to be that which is possible? The fact that every letter is vital, right, for Kedusha Sefer Torah is what the Mishnah tells us in Menachos Nafkot Ches. The context of the Mishnah is not Sefer Torah, but the Mishnah is referring to Tefillin Mezuzah, where the Mishnah tells us, Afilu Ksav Echod Ma'akva, even a single letter is Ma'akev, when it comes to tefillin, when it comes to mezuzah. And both the Ran and the Ramban point out in the Sugi and Megillah and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis that if it is ma'akev when it comes to tefillin mezuzah, the kol shekein b'sefer Torah. And this is what the Rambam writes: without making any distinctions at all, the Rambam writes that Kedusha Sefer Torah requires every single letter be exact and precise, even chaseros v'yaseros, or render a Sefer Torah as being possible. This is what the Rambam writes in the very beginning of Hilchos Tefillin, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph and Beis, and what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Hei, Halacha Gimel, and what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sefer Torah, the very beginning of Halacha Yud, that every letter is absolutely essential, even chaseros v'yaseros. Otherwise, the Sefer Torah is considered to be possible. Despite that fact, that the Rambam emphasizes that every word is vital, even chaseros v'yaseros are crucial. There is a fascinating Tshuvas Rambam, and this is found in Simen Mem Gimel, where the Rambam writes that even though that is true, if necessary, for example, that Sibur She'elam Sefer Torah Kosher, Mutarin Levarech Belikro B'Sefer Torah Chosen. That's the Tshuvas Rambam, Simen Mem Gimel. Even though every letter is vital for Kedusha Sefer Torah, Kriya Satorah can take place even from a Posel Sefer Torah. That's what the Rambam writes in the Tshuvas. There the Rambam emphasizes that the purpose of Kriya Satorah is Limud HaTorah, and that Limud HaTorah can be conveyed even if the Sefer Torah is Chaser, and therefore, right, if necessary, the Dieved, one can learn from a Posel Sefer Torah. The Kesef Mishnah, right. Nocha Sefer Torah, Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, and the Beis Yosef, and Archayim Kukmem Gimel, quote the Tshuvas HaRashba, where the Tshuvas HaRashba points out that the Rambam was Chozer, because the Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam tells you that every letter is crucial for Kedusha Sefer Torah, the Rambam indicates that that is also true for Kriya Satorah. Everyone agrees it's necessary for Kedusha Satorah. What about when it comes to Kriya Satorah? Right? So that is the Sphira, or the two views in the Rambam, between what the Rambam indicates Yad Chazok as opposed to the Tshuvas of the Rambam, Simen Mem Gimel, right? That a Sefer Torah which is possible still, kosher for the mitzvah of Kriya Satorah. The Raman or Achayim, Kuf Mem Gimel, Sif Dalet, quotes the following, but let's assume a person is leaning, and all of a sudden you see it's a Sefer Torah, Shinim Tzibotaos. So the Raman writes the following Kiddush, if it's a Tos Gamor, if it's a blatant error, so in such a case then, Motzian Acheres, it's necessary to take out the second Sefer Torah. You cannot continue leaning to a partial Sefer Torah. However, if the mistake is only chaseros v'yaseros, so then the Rama writes that ein lahotzi acheres, do not take out a second Sefer Torah. After all, because she'ein Sefer Torah shlanu mediyakim kokav, because the Sefer Torah is not necessarily so precise that we'll argue that ha'acheres yihye yoser kasha, because the Gemara says anan lo bakinu v'chaseros v'yaseros. Good. So therefore, the Rama writes if it's a toz gamur, that mamish is likuva. Motzian Sefer Torah Cheres. If, however, the mistake is one of Chaseros V'yaseros, then no one continues to lane from that Sefer Torah. So in the Tshuvas HaBach, the Tshuvas HaChadoshot, the Simen Mem Beis, the Bach points out the following. The basis of the Ramah is obviously this Gemara that we saw earlier, Kedushin Daf Lamed, Analo Bekinim Chaseros V'yaseros. And the Baal just makes the following horror, that that's not true categorically. What does Anan lo bekinim chaseros v'yaseros mean? We're unaware of any of the chaseros v'yaseros. No, we can't come to the exact midpoint in the Sefer Torah, because there are certain sfeikos that we have regarding chaseros v'yaseros. But the Baal writes, this is what Chizki Tshuva quotes, it's Yivkot Lamed, hey, let's assume we know that this is something that Anan Bekinim Vav. There's no question about this Vav. We know that this Vav is crucial. This is not one of the Vavs that the Gemara says Anan Lo Bekinim Chaseros V'yaseros. And how do you know that that's true? Because the Gemara bases a drush of the halacha on that Vav, No? Or the Gemara bases a drush al halacha on the absence of that vav, like our sugya. Then the Bach writes, you cannot apply the principle of the Ramah that ein lahotzia cheres because ano bekimah chaseros v'yaseros. All the Gemara said is that there are certain vavs they were unaware of, and therefore, when you cull the entire Sefer Torah, they couldn't tell you that this is the mid-letter, because that has to take into account each and every vav. But if there's a vav that we're aware that there was no suffix whatsoever, and how do you know that that's true? Because it's a Gemara Mefereshes that has a drasha based on the fact that this word is male or chaser, and that the Bach writes that that's considered to be a tos gamur. And for that, Motzin, Sefer Torah Cheres. That's the Chiddush that the Bach writes. Similar to that split that the Miri quoted, the name of the Gaonim. That if you have a drasha lahalacha that's based on the presence or the absence of a letter, there you don't apply the principle of an anlo bakinim, of haseros viseros. And the No Debihuda disagrees. The No Debihuda Madura Tinyana, and Arachayim and Simin Yudbeis, and also in Yeredei and Kufa and Hei. This is also quoted in the Siddur of the Nesivos, the Derech Chaim, and Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, that know that we assume categorically, Anan lo bekinim chaseros yiseros, once the Gemara makes that statement, and therefore, right, we will not go ahead and stop the Kriyas HaTorah and substitute with a different Sefer Torah if the mistake was simply one of chaseros yiseros alone. So this issue of chaseros yiseros relevant for Shema Shemekra, relevant for Drashas, relevant for Kashrus the Sefer Torah, relevant for Kriyas HaTorah. And this is the discussion, the Chiddush of Shagas Aryeh in Simen Lamed Vav, when it comes to the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. Shagas Aryeh points out the following. The mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah, the last of Tariq mitzvahs, Kislev Lachem Es Hashir HaZos, is to write a kosher Sefer Torah. It's not to write the Sefer Torah that lacks Kedusha Sefer Torah. In fact, that's what the Shagas Aryeh discusses in the earlier simon. Are women obligated in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? You wouldn't call that a mitzvah as mangrama, but one thing is clear, is that a woman cannot write a kosher Sefer Torah. No? So the fact that a woman cannot write a kosher Sefer Torah is that, right, an indicator that women are obviously exempt from the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. They can't create a kosher Sefer Torah. Maybe one would argue that they have to see to it that a kosher Sefer Torah is written on their behalf, even though they themselves are incapable of doing so. Is there any such parallel? Not exact, but mezuzah is a fascinating issue. No? That women are obligated in mezuzah even though they cannot write the mezuzah. Right? So what must they do? They must secure a kosher mezuzah and a fixed mezuzah. Now, a little bit different because there the mitzvah is not one of ksiva. That be pointed out. The mitzvah is one of kfiyas mezuzah. But mezuzah is a fascinating example that it's a mitzvah women are obligated in that they cannot perform themselves. Normally speaking, let's say, women cannot make tzitzis. Lishma, women are exempt from tzitzis. Good? Women can't write tefillin, they're exempt from tefillin. Mezuzah is a model where women are bichlal ha-mitzvah, but at the same time they cannot create the cheftesh ha-mitzvah. That's quite unusual. Would one argue the same thing is true when it comes to ksiva sefer Torah? Women are obligated to see to it that that occurs despite the fact that they cannot go ahead and write the kosher sefer Torah? Or maybe one argue, no. How can they be obligated? Ksiva Sefer Torah. If they can't write a Sefer Torah. Mezuzah, if the mitzvah would have been Ksiva Samezuzah, of course not should be Pturos. But if the mitzvah is Kfiya Samezuzah, and the Ksiva is the Heksha Mitzvah, so who says that if you can't perform the Heksha Mitzvah, one should be exempt from the Maisa Mitzvah, the Kiyama Mitzvah? So this is what the Shagas Aryeh discusses. The issue of whether the women, for example, are obligated in Ksiva Sefer Torah. And the obvious assumption of Shagas Aryeh is that, look, Ksiva Sefer Torah, why you're saying? Kosher Sefer Torah, good. So therefore the Shagas Aryeh in fact discusses then at length that how is it that this mitzvah expresses itself? Bizman Hazeh? And that's the great Kiddush of Shagas Aryeh in Simen Lamed Vav. that we cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah Bizman Hazeh, because after all, the Mishnah tells us in Menachos, even Tefillin Mezuzah, Ksav Echad Ma'akvon. And the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah requires a kosher Sefer Torah. And the Gemara Kedushim tells us, Analo Bekim Chaseros Keseros. So you put all this together, so the Shagas Ha'ir writes, that's why you don't see people writing Sefer Torah Bizman Hazeh as you would expect if it's a mitzvah d'araisa, because one cannot fulfill the mitzvah d'araisa Bizman Hazeh. That's why Chassam Sofer, for example, writes that even those who write the Sefer Torah don't recite a bracha on Ksiva Sefer Torah, because Anan lo bekinim v'chaseros v'yaseros. If you look in the Sefer Rav Yah touches on this issue. The Rav Yah in Simen Tavkuf Nundalet writes, even though ain anu bekinim v'chaseros v'yaseros, but nonetheless, that mihu mai dematzinun avdinan, that which we can do, we're obligated to do. We rely on concept of chazaka. We rely on what the Tshuvas Rashba says, ro. So, one is obligated to continue to perform that mitzvah, like Siva Sefer Torah, despite the fact that we admit that anan lo bekinan v'chaseros v'yaseros. This is where the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Taryan, writes the following split. Minchas Chinuch writes that no, one has to distinguish between shnei minei cheser v'yaseh. One has to distinguish between two different types of cheseros v'yaseros. We distinguish between the Miri's Gaonim, the Tshuvas HaRashba, right? That wish is a drashas chachamim, a drash lahalacha, as opposed to mila da'agadita. Minchas Chinuch writes the following concept, that there are different types of cheseros v'yaseros. In dealing with chaseros v'yaseros, where nishtanu pirush hateva, where the meaning of the word changes, chaseros v'yaseros that alter the meaning of the word, that is mamish likuvah. And here the Minchas Chinuch writes, Kehanu demuvur b'sanhedrin davdalim. Like our sugya. There's a world of difference whether it's karnas or karnos, or sukkas or sukkos. If you hold yesh in the Masoras, it's a world of difference. Rav versus Yachid. But even if you should hold yesh in the mikra, lo mi baya the Minchas Chinuch writes the man desu yesh in masores, mamish nafkaminas daraisa based on the vav. But even if you assume the yesh in the mikra, even so, al kopanim keva de nimse lanu dila nichtiv kach and the nikra kach, there certainly that type of substantive change is absolutely vital. The Minchas Chinuch writes his great chiddush, only in such an instance do we assume that a Sefer Torah is possible if it is missing or has an additional error. Only if it is the type of error shenishtana pirush haTorah. Wow. That's the chiddush of Minchas Chinuch. Beis Yosef writes a similar concept in Hilchos Kriyas haTorah, that if the Baal Kori makes a mistake, when do you correct the Baal Kori? Unclear. Beis Yosef writes, the Baal Kori is only to be corrected if he says something that impacts on the Pirush HaMilim. He says S instead of Ace, or vice versa, you don't correct the Baal Kori. Right? But if he says something that Nishtana Pirush HaTorah, one is then obviously obligated to correct. That's the barring a minyan that has a different minhag. At some minyanim, they're makbid for the Rambam Shita, filo diktakosians. Rasul Eichik said, B'shem Rav Chaim, diktakosians includes truck. Right? You have to correct the Balkori for every error in truck. Rasul Eichik said that was the practice of Rav Chaim. Even truck is worthy of a correction. And the Sefer HaManig, in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, writes the opposite extreme. The Sefer HaManig writes the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah is for Limud HaTorah. And if for whatever reason the Baal Kori makes a mistake in a given word, don't bother correcting him because you're unnecessarily embarrassing him, unless it's something which is chiruf agidul. Rachman al-Islam, instead of saying Hashem Echad, the Balkari reads it as a resh. Yes, you have to correct it, you have to yell out. But barring such a blatant error, because Sefer Manag writes, don't correct the Balkari. And the Pshat of Beis Yosef is, Tishtana Pirushat Teva, right? Is the word changing? That's how we normally assume Mahalacha. When Chesninok writes his Chiddush, this isn't only true of Kriya Satori, right, where we discuss the Rambam Shita, that Mikra Hadin, one can learn from Apostle Sefer Torah. But when Chesninok writes, this is true for Kedusha Sefer Torah. See, the Rambam writes that for Kriya Satori, it require Kedusha Sefer Torah. Okay? Here the Menachem Sinach writes that now, that the Kedusha Sefer Torah remains intact. Unless, right, it's something that has a substantive change. And these are the examples that our Gemara cites in Sanhedrin, Daf Aleph. However, Menachem Sinach continues, there are certain chaseros v'yaseros that are irrelevant for Pirush HaTeva. For example, if you look in certain Sifrei Torah, in Parshas Tetzaveh, in Perachav Tez, Pasuk Tezvah, in Chesninach writes, you will find that the word Aram, Aron HaKohen, Aram, is written Malay. It's written with a Vav, Aram. Whether it's written with a Vav or without a Vav, doesn't change the substance. We know who the subject of the Pasuk is. It is interesting if you look at the Dasa Kim Baliatosis. The Baliatosis quote, right, the Chiddush Mahalacha, based on the fact that the word Aron is written Malay. But normally, right, barring that Chiddush, the Baliatosis, no? Whether Aron is written with a Vav, not with a Vav, doesn't change anything, no? Sukkos and Sukkas, Karnos, Karnas is crucial. Our Gemara says that's enough to mean in terms of the Minyan Hadafanos, the Minyan Hazrikos. Aron with a Vav, without a Vav, is not relevant in terms of Pirush HaTorah. In our Sifrei Torah, we happen to have a chaser, but it was clearly a Masorin Rishonim, right? That there was a day that it was Malay, doesn't matter. Min Chesinach has a further Chiddush, a major machlokes, Svardim, Ashkenazim, Tsuwa Daka. How do you spell the word Daka? Dalet Chav Aleph or Dalet Chav Hey? Min Chesinach writes the following Chiddush, doesn't change. Pirush HaTorah. There's no nafkamina in terms of tzuadaka. Whether its final letter is a hey or whether it's an aleph. And there are two different mesoros. So the Sefer Torah remains kosher Sefer Torah if there is such etos, chaseros v'yaseros that are irrelevant. So with this chiddush in mind, when Chesinach cries beautifully. So therefore, the only thing the Gemara said that they could not do was tell you the Vav Degachon. Was this the mid-letter, first half, second half? Because if you want to establish whether this is first half or second half, there you have to account for every single Vav, even those that are irrelevant for Pirush HaTorah. That was a clear omission of the Chachamim, Ananu HaBekinim HaChaseros HaYaseros. However, any vav that is crucial, that of course, anan bekinan vav, there the Chacham never said that they were not a baki. How could that be? And therefore, this is a raya, right? Against the Shagasari, the Menchasina writes. If there's a mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah, so you better be sure the Menchasina writes that the Chachamim were fully aware whatever was necessary in order to fulfill the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. And if the Gemara admits that there are certain vavs that they were unaware of, that means that those vavs are not essential for the mitzvah, Ksiva Sefer Torah. Because those were the vavs of Aron, for example. But not the vavs of Karnos and Karnas and Sukkos and Sukkas. Mechasinach writes, Chas v'Shalom. How could that be? That the Chachamim would simply forget, Ein Svar HaKlal. The mitzvah, no, gatishtacha, chas v'shalom, shilchis shalakayim, it's the same in our Torah. How could that be? So therefore, anything the Chachamim were unaware of is not essential for the mitzvah. And Chaskinach even continues and says that, you know, some of the discrepancies we'll see on Davdalim and Beis, right? The drasha of Tatfas and Totafos and Totafas. Our Gemara has one way, Rabbi Natam corrects it another way, right? Neither one of those seem to correspond to what we have, right? That our Sefer Torah. We'll have to discuss that a little bit. It's an interesting ha'ara that people who put on Rabbi Natam's tefillin don't follow Rabbi Natam's spellings, no of our Tosas and Davdalim and Beis. The Bina has this ha'ar in terms of how the parsha should lie. Now, the Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, how parsha should lie vertically, horizontally. We angle a mezuzah. Right? That's Tosas is in the Rashi's Shara of Tosas Shita and Rashi Shita. Now, Rabbeinu Tam writes that the line should be horizontal, not vertical. So that's the Bina points out. Rabbeinu Tam was this Machia B'di'evet. Those who put on the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam are laying the parshios like a grashi, vertically, where you're not yotzi, according to the shitas Rabbeinu Tam. It's not necessarily a stira, because just because we hold like one Rabbeinu Tam doesn't mean we have to hold like another Rabbeinu Tam. And if we're chayish Rabbeinu Tam in seder ha-parshios, that doesn't necessarily mean we have to be chayish Rabbeinu Tam in terms of the position of the parshios, but it is an interesting ha'ara that the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, both because of the parshios and because of the spelling, don't correspond to Rabbeinu Tam's consistent shita. But this Achidish, the Minchas Chinuch points out that you cannot answer, as the Shagas Aryeh does, that Anan lo bikinim chaseros v'yaseros somehow can get us out of a mitzvah. That cannot be. Right? If anything, the opposite is true. That you see that those types of chaseros v'yaseros are not critical. Because it cannot be that there would be a breach in the Mesorah that would not allow us to fulfill these mitzvahs. How in the world could that happened. That's a beautiful chiddush. Minchas Chinuch writes of two different types of chaseros v'yaseros. Because otherwise, as Rav Minchas Chinuch raises, isn't it a stira? At once the Gemara says, we don't know the placement of avs, and you have a whole daf, and Davdal and Sanhedrin, where the placement of avs is the basis of drashos daraisa. How can that be? So one could argue, like the Miri says, these everyone was aware of. Minchas Chinuch says, no, they were aware of everything that would change Pirush HaKra. The only thing they were unaware of were some unusual cases. Lamai nafkamina, really nothing. The nafkamina is if on a given day you decide you want to add up the letters of a Sefer Torah and tell me, right, where the Vav Gagachon is. No, that the Gemara said in Amakima, Chaseros V'Yaseros. But Lahalacha, right, that would not be. The only horror is the following. This concept of the Ramban that we began with, Shmoso Shalakarash Baruch Hu, right, this Lachora would not fit with that split of Minchas Chinuch. If one argues that Chaseros V'Yaseros are crucial because of conveyance of Pirush HaTorah, the split of Minchas Chinuch is beautiful. But that very same Ramban that we began with, Shmos of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, the Ramban added, that's why Chaseros V'Yaseros possible Sefer Torah. If it's because of Shmos of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, then the Chora, unlike Minchas Chinuch, you cannot distinguish between the Vav of Aaron as opposed to a Vav of Sukkos and Sukkas. Now, why should the Pirush HaKra impact in any shape or form, right, on Shmos of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu? Now, that's an important ta'ara. Beautiful Chiddush of Minchas Chinuch, and it helps us with dealing with the Anan lo bikinim chaseros v'yaseros, but against the Rambam. One could assume Shmos of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. That's in terms of, right, the substance of Torah, but it doesn't necessarily mean that's why Chaseros V'Yaseros are vital. But Ramban spells it out explicitly. Right, Lefichach Sefer Torah, Shechaser Yeseros Achaz. That's why it's considered to be possible. There's a fascinating Chiddush. This also links with Chag HaSukkos we discussed in the past, of the Rush, regarding the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. This is what the Shagas Aryeh begins with in Simen Lamed Vav. The Rush discusses this in the beginning of Hilchos Sefer Torah. This is found in the end of the Gemara Menachos, the Pirush of the Rush. This is what the Torah quotes in Simen Reish Ayin of Yoredeya, in the name of the Rush. We mentioned this at the very beginning of the Shir. Now, that there are certain mitzvahs where the Torah underscores time as a crime. Some mitzvahs the Torah just tells us, do the mitzvah. And sometimes the Torah tells us the purpose of the mitzvah. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Kuf Tezvav makes a crucially important ta'ana. The Mishnah is discussing Losach Bo Beged Amon. The Torah tells us explicitly, you cannot take a collateral from an almana. Why is that true? Presumably, the Torah doesn't say so though. Presumably, because look, this woman lost her husband. She's in need. She's coming to you for money. You're going to demand a mashkon from her. What is she going to give you? She's going to give you her day kalim during the night, and she'll give her your night clothing during the day, and then every day she's going to have to return and take back. Right? That's inappropriate. No, she's coming to you because she's in dire straits. Don't take a mashkon from an aman. So the Mishnah of Matir Kuftesva, following Gemara, has the critical machlokes, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, of Darshin and Taima Dekara. What happens if Amana comes to you to wheel and deal? Right? She's coming to you to borrow millions to invest. She has no problem. She's financially secure. Are you allowed to take a mashkon from her? So Rabbi Yehuda says, absolutely not. The pasuk says, lo sach po beger amana. What right do you have to exact a mashkon from her? And Rabbi Shimon says, what are you talking about? Right, the reason the Torah gives us this mitzvah is because of her impoverished state. It's incidental that she's an almana. She lost her husband. She's coming to you for a loan. She lost her source of income. But if she comes to you and she's an ashira, all bets are off. Right, you're allowed to do so. That's what the Gemara calls darshin and taima dekra. Unbelievable. Reb Shimon Shita, not limud haTorah. But you have a right to limit or expand the scope of the halacha based on the reason. If the reason doesn't apply, the halacha doesn't apply. That's unbelievable. And Rabbi Yehuda says, that's not true. Darshin and time to krav b'torah as limud haTorah. Halacha l'maisa, what right do you have to do so? So the Gemara raises the following stira. When it comes to a melech, the pasuk says, l'yarv l'nashim. Why is that true? Because look, the melechs have so many wives. They are going to steer his heart, his mind, away from the Torah session. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Yisa, Bubavad, Shalom, Yehem, Mesiras, Islimo. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem. If he marries the proper wife, you don't have to be concerned. Yisa, Ubad, Shalom, Yehem, Mesiras, Islimo. So the Gemara says, isn't that a stira? Isn't that exactly time of the Kra? And if we're not concerned with the reason, the halacha wouldn't apply? So the Gemara points out a critical difference. You know what the difference is between Losach HaBeger Amana as opposed to L'yav L'nashim? The Gemara says, Losach HaBeger Amana, period. The Torah doesn't tell us the reason. However, Losach HaBeger Amana, no reason. L'yav L'nashim, the Torah spells out the time of the Kra. If the time is Mefurish B'Kra, the Gemara writes, even Rabbi Hud admits, Darshin and time of the Kra. That's unbelievable. If the reason is explicit in Chumash, therefore you have a right in principle to expand or to limit the scope of the halacha based on the reason. That's pretty unbelievable. So you have to go through mitzvos and see, right, is the reason inferred, is it implicit, or is it absolutely explicit? If that's true, then darshin time in the Kra. In principle, the same thing is true when it comes to din and rabbanah, but it's hard to maintain what is what. No, we discussed this in Sukkim Beis and Daf Hayyam and Aleph. When do you assume batal tam, batal takana? When do you assume no, a lo plug, if lo batal tam? If batal tam, lo batal takana? In principle, the same lamdas. If the Chachamim build the reason into the Nusach HaGzera, then we don't apply Tosas as the principle of Dover Min Yachal HaTiro. You don't need that it has to be rescinded. If the Chachamim were motivated by a reason, but they indicated, they instituted a categorical gzera, then batal tam lo batal takana and tzarach min yachal hatiro. So Tosa says, for example, Bezin will declare, for 30 days this person is in the cheren. Good? So then in 3 days, does Bezin have to reconvene and say, and he is no longer in cheren? Tosa says, no. There in the time frame is built into the nusach gzera. If it's built into the declaration of the chachamim, then you don't require min yachal hatiro. Otherwise, that's when you do. That's the chiddush that Tosas points out. With Din and Rabbanan, the Gemara gives us a beautiful indicator. Look at the pasuk. With Din and Daraisa, with Din and Rabbanan, it's hard to know sometimes. No? Is this an example of a low plug? Or is this an example where the tam is the ikar? Very unclear. So there are many such examples. That was the chiddush I began with, at Bach and Tafresh Chafei. When it comes to tzitzis, the Torah tells us the reason. Man tiskru. When it comes to tefillin, man tiyator shematicha. Tefillin reminds us Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Sukkis, the manita d'roseichem. So the Bach writes that, you know what, you have to have that in mind. If you don't have that in mind, you're not going to fully fulfill these mitzvahs. No, you put on tefillin without realizing the significance. Here the Torah says, do it in order to realize. That's not just tami ha-mitzvos. That's inherent. And if you look in all three places, Simen Ches, Simen Chafei, Tafresh Chafei, in all those places the Mechaber goes out of his way and stresses the reason for the mitzvah. Not as a Sefer Achinuch, because this is crucial halacha. That's why the Rachmaneh writes, Bikur Yaakov, the very Hilchos Sukkah. That's the first dumb amud in the Masechta Sukkah. If you have a Sukkah which is Lamala Mesra Mama, that's the Din D'Oraisa. You will not be Yotzei. Because Laman Yedid Aroseichem, one of the three uses of the Gemara quotes. You have a Sukkah that doesn't lend itself to Pir Samanes. So therefore, you're not Yotzei. So that's the Chiddush. Maybe this can apply to other instances as long as the Tam is Mefurish Bekra. Torah tells us, for example, Rachmana Litzlan, a person is nifter. Cover secret of Yamahu, you have to bury him that day. That day. And all of a sudden the Mishnah says, no, for purposes Kvod HaMeis, we allow you to delay burial. On what basis? But Kvod HaMeis, to have a relative there, is Docha Lav Daraisa. What's the answer? Well, the answer is, the Pasuk says, why cover secret of Yamahu? Ki kilas elokim talui. Because to delay a Meis is a bizayam. It's a bizayin to tzelem elokim. It's mevaz of the meis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the Mishnah says. And what if the delay is for the purpose of kavod hameis? That's mutar lechatchila. No, that's not an essay dochalos essay. The posuk says, don't delay burial in a way that is mevaz of the meis. So if no one cares, Rachmanot, about this individual, and people are just simply procrastinating and delaying, that's terrible. If people are consciously doing so, mishum chavod hameis, that's not kilas olkim toloi. So the Rush writes an unbelievable chiddush. The pasuk does not just simply say kislachem es hazira hazans. Doesn't end there. The pasuk continues in Dvarim lamed aleph, lamdas bnei Yisrael sima befiem. Why is it so important to have a ksiva sefer Torah? Right? Because to ensure limud haTorah, black and white. So the Rush writes, that's this incredible chiddush. Then here the Tam is mefurish b'kra, and since the Rush points out already in his time, limud haTorah was not through mamish sifrei Torah kismi hakodesh. People used to learn from chumashim. They didn't have a printing press. But in his time, they used to have just simply chumashim. As opposed to learning from Sefer Torah itself, the purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to facilitate Limud HaTorah, and therefore, in Achinami, that there are other ways now that one can fulfill this mitzvah of Lamdas Bnei Yisrael Simud B'fiyim through Svarim, Kenias HaSvarim, and the like. That's that Chiddush, the Rush, pretty unbelievable. How can the Rush say so? That's Darshin in time of the Krah, when the time is Mefurish B'Krah. That's the Shai. I can't believe that's true. Enachinami, the Torah says Limud HaTorah, but that means that's the purpose of Limud HaTorah. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Af Al Pi Shehinichu Lo Avosa, Mitzvah Lichtov Mishalo. A person's father wrote a Sefer Torah. The father is nifter, and you're a sefer Torah. It's mefurish in the Gemara. You don't fulfill the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. Yidei Yerusha. Hashem Hashem asks, look, if the purpose is simply to have the means of limud haTorah, so Yerusha, I own a sefer Torah. So isn't that sufficient? So why does the Gemara say that Yerusha is insufficient? That's the Shagasari's kasha. That's really the issue. Why is Yerusha insufficient? Is it insufficient because the Shagasari says, ooh, you see that Siva Sefer Torah is independent of Limud HaTorah? We discussed earlier, are women obligated to Siva Sefer Torah? Good. One issue we raised is maybe women are obviously exempt because they're incapable of writing Sefer Torah. Or maybe one could argue, according to the Rush, if the purpose is of ksiva is limud, if women are exempt from limud atara, maybe they're exempt from ksiva sefer Torah. Why is it then that you can't fulfill the mitzvah ayidei rusha? See, maybe that's just simply a technical reason as opposed to an essential reason in terms of tamei mitzvahs. I'll tell you very simply. The Torah demands a maisa mitzvah. No. Every mitzvah is the same. Generally, no, requires some concrete act. A person will fulfill the mitzvah b'shev al taseh. One could certainly distinguish. If a person acquires ayyadei zeiz mekayim this mitzvah, as the Rush indicates, can a person be mekayim a mitzvah ayyadei rusha? Absolutely b'shev al taseh. Maybe that's the chiddush that the Gemara tells us. The b'shev al taseh ayyadei rusha, there's no kiyum esek. But not necessarily, the Gemara is telling us that's because there's no link between ksiva, right, and limud. That's the basis, though. Shagizari rejects that chiddush of the Rush and invokes anano b'kinim achaseros yiseros, and that's the mitchasinach attacks that Rachman Litzlan to assume anano b'kinim achaseros yiseros means the Sefer Torah is possible, right? But rather the whole opposite approach is that means that not every letter is necessary for the kashrus of the Sefer Torah. And the difference between two different types, right, of chaseros v'yaseros. But again, the Mechassim just simply invokes our Gemara that any vav which is relevant, certainly when there's a drashas chachamim, but even without any vav that's relevant in terms of pirush haTorah, that's something which is absolutely precious. Well, we'll just continue with some of the detailed cases that the Gemara discusses about Yeshem Mikush and Masaret. The next means that people will be Sanher and Daphim and Aleph, right, they'll also give one color. Thank you.